Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, June 12th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Pack. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv yesterday to discuss the country's request to join the European Union. During their meeting, von der Leyen told Zelensky that the Commission's assessment of Ukraine's EU candidate status would be finalized by the end of next week, according to reports by Reuters. The European Parliament is reportedly set to recommend granting candidate status to Ukraine, with an announcement rumored to coincide with the next European Council summit on June 23rd. A major retrospective of work by Polish-British director Paweł Pawlikowski opened in Italy on Friday, courtesy of the Polish Institute in Rome and the film association Piccolo Cinema America. In addition to his documentary works, the Pawlikowski retrospective will also include the director's feature films, such as The Last Resort, My Summer of Love, The Woman in the Fifth, Ida, and Cold War. Ida won the 2015 Academy Award for Foreign Language Film, the first Polish film to do so, and Cold War earned Pawlikowski the Best Director Award at the Cannes Festival in 2018. The retrospective, which lasts until mid-July, can be seen as part of a series of free outdoor cinema screenings in Rome. The 11th Stanisław Maniuszko International Vocal Competition finished yesterday evening in Warsaw, with the grand prize and €15,000 going to Juliana Grigorian of Armenia. South African soprano Nombole Oyende won the top prize in the female vocalist category, while Polish baritone Szymon Mechliński and Ukrainian bass Volodymyr Tyshkov shared the second place prize in the men's category. For a complete list of winners, visit the competition website at teatrwielki.pl. After a disappointing loss to Belgium last week, Poland's national football team on Saturday earned a hard-fought 2-2 draw against the Netherlands in the UEFA Nations League. Although Poland started out ahead with goals by Matty Cash and Piotr Zielinski, the Dutch national team managed to even the score in the second half, with Poland struggling to keep the match to a draw. Poland now faces a return match against Belgium in Warsaw on Tuesday. And today marks the 35th anniversary of Pope John Paul's historic visit to Gdańsk. Jan Paweł visited Gdańsk for the first time as Pope in June 1987, where he met with Solidarity leader Lech Wałęsa and conducted an open-air mass for 1 million people in the district of Zaspa. The sanctuary, located at Aleja Jana Pawła II, number 48, will be hosting a special holy mass today at 1 p.m. in honor of the Pope's historic visit. After the liturgy, residents are invited to a festival beginning at 4 p.m. The program will include competitions, sports demonstrations, a meeting with Gdańsk Highlanders, and a concert featuring Bernard Darnowski of the band Czerwone Gitary. For more information on today's events, visit us online at radiogdańsk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be a mix of sun and clouds with a slight chance of rain in the late afternoon and a light breeze coming in from the northwest. Temperatures will peak around a high of 22 degrees centigrade or 71 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 13 degrees centigrade or 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Cooler, wet weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for more sun returning midweek. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.